Drupal Voices is a series of interviews with people contributing to the Drupal community. Brought to you by Drupalize Me. Become a Drupal super genius from the convenience of your own living room. Lullabot's extensive Drupal training library contains almost 200 hours of streaming video, including in-depth classes on subjects such as CCK, Views, Drupal theming, jQuery and JavaScript, Drupal performance and scalability, and new Drupal 7 specific videos being released every month. Get immediate access to the entire library when you become a member. For more information, visit drupalize.me today. Go, Drupalize yourself.
My name's Lisa Reichel. I'm a user experience consultant. I worked with Mark Bolton on the redesign of D.O many moons ago, and since then on the D7 UX initiative as well. So we kind of found in both of those situations that we really had to make our own space to kind of explore the big sort of projects, the big initiatives that we were doing. So we were using a lot of other kind of social media online, using our own blogs, trying to use groups and that as well, but a lot of things on D.O just tend to get really buried. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh, there was a D7 UX thing, like it's a brand new idea to them. And so, yeah, so I guess through trying to work through a lot of the D.O redesign stuff and the D7 UX stuff, and I certainly didn't cop the brunt of it. I know, you know, the project team on D.O and Roy and Bojan in the usability team, they have a lot more experience in this than what I do. But even with my limited experience, I know that it's not always a really great place to get work done in the issue queue. And the more people I talk to, I think the more we're in agreement on this. Whatever your role is, you tend to have maybe a unique set of problems. So if you're not a developer that's really kind of hardcore in the community, you might find it a really sort of intimidating, difficult place to kind of get a toehold in, to get started in, even though you actually might be quite keen to contribute. Lots of people find it a really intimidating environment. And then if you are not a coder, if you're sort of somebody who is more of the mindset to kind of collaboratively explore a problem first before kind of getting into that, right, now let's start defining the exact implementation, the issue queue is not really set up for that as well. And then there's kind of basic stuff, like I don't have time to be on IRC or in the issue queue every single day, but I'm really keen to participate, and if there's something that I can add value to, I want to know about it, and I want to know about it at a point where I can actually really be contributing to the solution, not trying to kind of rescue something that may have gone down a not great path. And there's loads of people that feel like me about that as well. So there's lots of opportunities. The D.O, I think, is kind of, it's a social website. It should be a social website. This is like our home and our office. This is the place where we work together to make Drupal. And yet, there's nothing about it really that feels particularly social. I've talked to a bunch of people who maintain modules, and they talk about the sort of the demandingness that people have when they're kind of insistent about new features or bug fixes and all of that kind of thing. And I think, you know, if those two people met in the hall here at DrupalCon, the interaction would be very different perhaps to what it's like, you know, in an issue queue on D.O. I'd really like to try and bring some of that humanity, make the issue queue a little bit more like the hallways here. So yeah, that's kind of a very long summary of the problem area that I want to explore.
So yeah, the issue queue is kind of like the lifeblood of the Drupal community of getting stuff done. And I've also, sort of just being in the community for a while, know that a lot of the higher level brainstorming type of stuff will happen on groups.drupal.org. And then once that's ready to actually take action with an action plan, then they move it over to the issue queue. So talk a bit about how you see that balance could be struck a little bit more. Are you suggesting that more of that brainstorming and exploration would happen in the issue queue, and what would that look like?
So what I'd really like to do is to kind of get a sense of what the big problems are, and then try to think about how you could design an interaction space that really supports that, rather than saying we'll do this on groups and then we'll do this on forums or support and then we'll do this here and all of this other stuff will happen over at Stack Exchange. So I'd quite like to sort of look at what the sort of the process is that we are going through and what we'd like to go through in terms of how we come together around an initiative and how we kind of work out together what we need to do going forward and explore ideas. And like you say, a lot of that's kind of happening on groups. But I think a lot of work happens kind of outside of groups as well. Lots of stuff happens in private emails and Google Docs, and you know, projects that I've been talking to people about in the last couple of days, there's a lot of a, let's do it on Google Docs first, and then when we're ready, we'll kind of gradually put it into the system. It would be nice to be able to have a space online where you could actually get people to participate in the right way at the right time. So I don't kind of have a solution that says we'll do this on groups and we'll do this on the issue queue and we'll kind of link the two. I don't think it's as simple as that. I think we might need to kind of pull it apart a little bit more, but really look at how we can collaborate better and how we can explore problems better. And I'm going to show today in the core conversation some screenshots from OpenIDEO, where they're looking at fostering initiatives in a really kind of collaborative way. And there's some stuff that they're doing online that I think we should explore. And a lot of these Q&A sites have got a lot of sort of social features, I think, that we can look at adopting into Drupal.org to kind of help structure the environment to support the right kinds of conversations at the right time and give a sense of a flow through a project. So we don't have the same kind of interaction space for implementation and bug fixing as we do for planning a big thing.
So I guess one of the spaces that you're working that's pretty unique is that it's like you're trying to create a singular vision and design and user experience, and then that's sort of being handed over to the issue queue where it has to be kind of like broken up into little chunks, and then you don't have time to necessarily monitor the issue queue to make sure that that vision is preserved. And so we have sort of user experience leads like Roy and Bohan. So how would you see that that process could be improved to be able to do like really big design initiatives in the issue queue?
I don't know the answer to that yet. I think there's a bunch of stuff that needs to happen. I think that we need to behave a little bit more like designers if we can, and follow that kind of creative arc of being able to explore a whole bunch of ideas and then go through a process of synthesis and working out which are the best ideas, and having a sort of a process maybe where we say, here are the ideas that we're evaluating, here's the framework that we're evaluating them in, let's have a time where we all discuss which of these is the right idea, and then once we've picked one, then we go into implementation mode. So I think there's something about kind of designing an environment that supports a more structured creative process and a way of working out the frameworks around how we make good decisions. So being a little bit more thoughtful about what the point is of the project, how are we going to know if we're successful, how are we going to judge if something's working or not working, trying to take a lot of the subjectivity out of it if we can, because I think that's kind of where we run into problems sometimes, is that we've got millions of opinions, you know, on UX and design more so than anything else. We need to be able to create a framework so that we can all engage with the problem in the same way. Exactly how we do that, I think, is a kind of a mixture of process and interface, but it's a really interesting challenge. I think the other thing too is that there's challenges around kind of getting the right people in the virtual room at the right time. One of the frustrations of the issue queue is that you can think that you're almost there, and then somebody really important stumbles upon the issue and adds a whole new kind of dimension to it, and you have to rework a lot of the stuff that you've done before and add a whole lot new stuff, or you can get people kind of piling in who have got plenty of opinions but no kind of real expertise. And how do we manage that as well? Because we don't want to become a community where you have to have been here for 5 years and have kind of that much kind of reputation in the community in order to have any influence at all, because that's pretty demotivating. But at the same time, I think we need to acknowledge that different people have got expertise in different areas. And particularly, I mean, obviously I'm interested in from a design perspective and a content perspective, and you know, all of those other disciplines where commits don't really count. You know, I think we need to find a way to measure people's influence and expertise in different ways than what we are at the moment, so you can recognize somebody who knows what they're talking about when they come in the door, even if you don't necessarily know them yourself.
I see. And so it's what are some of these other ideas, like concrete examples that or design patterns you're seeing elsewhere that you think could be integrated into the Drupal.org? And it sounds like it could be profiles or sort of information about a person that's sort of being carried around to help see their expertise or experience. But what are some of the other specific things that you think could possibly help out a lot for the issue queue on Drupal.org?
So an area that I'm finding really interesting at the moment is this kind of Q&A space, which is a really kind of emergent thing right now. So the whole sort of Stack Exchange and Quora and, you know, those kind of things. And I got quite kind of inspired about this a few months ago. Actually, it was around about the time that Drupal 7 launched. For some reason, I can't remember why, that got me back engaged with the issue queue again. But at that time, that was kind of when I was also starting to engage quite heavily with Quora and thinking about some of the tools that they use to help people kind of make sense of problem areas and topics and people with influence and having good content kind of surface to the top. And they do a bunch of stuff around sort of topics and people as individuals being able to associate themselves with topics, and they were doing a while back. I kind of haven't seen much of it, this way of kind of being able to endorse people on topics as well, which I think is really interesting. So I can look at somebody who I know and say, yes, I know that they're very good at security, or they're very good at documentation, or they're very good at Git, or whatever the case may be. And to give the community a way of kind of showing recognition of people's expertise that's not just counting commits. And another area that I'm kind of quite interested in exploring as well is this idea of kind of following and followers. And the sort of the idea that people in the community wanting to listen to what you've got to say, or wanting to sort of show kind of some kind of respect, or sort of, yeah, indicate, you know, that they think that you're kind of authoritative in some way. For that to be a community-driven metric that we can actually sort of start to use. Because, again, you know, there's people in the community who are highly influential, but if you kind of measure their contribution in the way that we're currently measuring it, it doesn't necessarily kind of emerge. So looking at different ways of measuring influence and contribution is something that I want to explore a lot. I mean, you have to be really careful with all of this stuff, because you don't want to create an environment where we all just become a bunch of show-offs and, you know, leaderboards and all of that sort of stuff. So all of this stuff has to be done so carefully. But I think there's, you know, if you go out and sort of look at all of these social sites that are out there now, and particularly the ones that are around trying to bring good content to the top, to filter out good content by looking at the way that the community interacts with each other. And Clay Shirky is delicious, and, you know, the fact that the community unfiltering spam, not paying any attention to spam, kind of makes spam not a problem. So it's kind of like the opposite of that problem. No, it's the same. It's exactly the same problem, really, isn't it? So, yeah, so those kind of problems I want to look at how we can sort of solve but still maintain the Drupalness of our community.
Yeah, it's really interesting, because I think one of the other huge things in the Drupal community is to be able to kind of like look at someone's Drupal.org profile and qualitative assess whether or not they're competent enough to be hired as a Drupal developer. Or, you know, it sounds like by adding a lot of these, you know, Twitter follower patterns onto Drupal.org or the Quora, or, you know, it's starting to sort of actually put some quantitative numbers onto that. And, you know, there's Greg Nadison has a certified Dirac website, which is trying to kind of have this secret algorithm that is trying to boil it down to a single number. But it sounds like you're kind of advocating for everybody having a little bit more transparency on, you know, what kind of like authority they have within the community.
I think so. I think kind of secret source algorithms are a little bit scary. And so, again, you know, if I don't know what's being measured, that kind of concerns me, because I think one of the biggest problems right now is that we're only measuring a really tiny subset. You look at that kind of Wordle chart that goes up for the Drupal 7 contributors, and there are a lot of people who put in a lot of hours and a lot of their life into that project who come up as though they put in a single commit, you know, which is kind of the equivalent of like fixing a typo potentially. That's not sending the kind of message that we should be sending to people who we want to bring into this community and who we want to have contributing and solving some of these problems. So we need to look at how can we start to recognize the things that we want to recognize and stop kind of maybe automating stuff quite so much. And, you know, one of the best things that we've got is this community, and we know when somebody knows what they're talking about and when they're good to work with, and how can we kind of capture that and share that back. But I think what you said about the D.O profile is also really important, because at the moment it's a bit of an embarrassment. It's not exactly the kind of thing that you show with pride. So it kind of seems crazy that D.O is a social website, and yet our profile pages are just completely uncared for. And that's, you know, having done the D.O redesign project couple of years ago, that was certainly on our kind of list of things to do, but our priorities on that project were around opening up Drupal to outsiders. So this is kind of why I want to look at, you know, the insider perspective of D.O now.
Well, I think the other thing that's really interesting to me is that the open source process of, like, collaborating with each other is sort of a very powerful concept that, you know, could potentially be applied to other domains, except for, you know, with the Drupal.org issue queue, it does get very technical, and I often think this is not something I could just sort of dump onto this non-technical community and expect them to kind of like adopt these tools. So it sounds like you're in a way trying to make it more generalized for like more people to get involved, not only in the Drupal community, but also potentially in other communities where an open source process could really benefit them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the kinds of problems that we need to tackle are fairly universal problems. There's not very much about this that is kind of specific to Drupal, except I think that our kind of our values around respectfulness and collaboration and the sort of real open sourceness of the way that we work is probably stronger here than it might be in other situations. But yeah, I think if we can, I think there's a big opportunity for us to contribute not back just back to Drupal, but kind of to the world at large, if we can start to solve some of the problems about how technical people and creative people and writers and, sorry, I shouldn't make a differentiation between technical people and creative people, people who are creative in different ways, in different disciplines, work together to solve big problems, but also to solve huge numbers of small problems as well.
Cool. And are there any other sort of final thoughts in terms of like the issue queue and what you hope to kind of like pose to the Drupal core developer community as kind of like the big open questions that need to be explored?
So I think today, talking in the core conversation, my biggest goal is basically just to get people to say, yes, this is an exciting project, let's do it. And from there, I kind of want to approach this a little bit like we did with D.O and D7UX and run it as a really open project. So the goal is to try to get as many people involved and to sort of share their experiences and the problems that they're having and the pains that they're experiencing, so we can really kind of get a map of what the problem space is and then start exploring ways to approach that. And I don't want to do this in isolation. I want to do this with as many people from the community contributing to it as possible. So that's kind of this is kind of like a call to arms to get involved.
And you kind of came into the Drupal project as a hired gun from Acquia, and now you're sort of like, after a couple of years of being involved, are you sort of swinging around and kind of like on your own free time, this is an interesting problem, or what's sort of your draw to kind of like trying to solve this?
Is that a polite way of asking if I'm being paid to do this? Well, first of all, my first engagement with Drupal.org was actually as a hired gun by the Drupal Association and then by Acquia. But I want to kind of add that in both of those projects, in no way did the funding ever go anywhere near covering every hour of time that I had to spend on those projects. So I kind of feel as though I've been contributing to the Drupal community out of kind of my own time for a few years now. And I have no funding to do this, so don't expect it to happen super quickly, because I'm the breadwinner for my family, so I've got to go work and pay mortgages and that kind of thing. But, you know, I'm going to try to dedicate some time to this over the coming months. No, I just think this is a tremendously interesting problem, and the Drupal community is a tremendously engaged community, and I've kind of developed a bit of a soft spot for them.
Well, it seemed like you had a kind of a retrospective post at some point where you were kind of like reflecting of all the pain points that you were kind of going through. So I don't know if you wanted to kind of just summarize some of those big things of experiences, but it certainly sounds like you've sort of integrated yourself and do find a lot of like, you know, symbiotic just rewards from participating. So I was just sort of curious. But there was this blog post that you did kind of like just reflecting on like, wow, you know, the Drupal community maybe is just more of a developer platform rather than, you know, just thing that needs to be everything to all people, which seems like kind of an impossible thing.
Okay, so yeah, that was my D7UX was for the wrong target audience post, which I think, a few developers were pleased to see. Again, with D.O redesign and with D7UX, Mark and I were brought in very much to represent the perspective of the outsider, for the person who hadn't engaged with Drupal significantly. And with D7UX, we really early on stated that we were going to prioritize the experience of the content creator, of the person who gets left to administer the Drupal site once the developers have moved on to something kind of more exciting. And so that was the problem that we set out to solve. We had a really short engagement at kind of the midway point of Drupal 7. So we kind of had to draw a circle around what we were going to try to achieve. And we got in and we did it. And, you know, it was an interesting experience. I think looking back and kind of knowing more about Drupal now and having had more chance to kind of think about it and think about different kind of ways of approaching it, I, in that post and kind of since, have quite strongly aligned myself with the idea that Drupal Core should be an experience that's designed for developers who have got reasonable proficiency technically and probably in Drupal as well, to support kind of efficient use of making awesome things with Drupal. And there should be other ways of supporting the other experiences like the content creator experience. And Mark Bolton and I are actually working on a project at the moment called Project Verity, after Verity, our content creator persona in D7UX, which is looking at how can you sort of not bolt on, but kind of switch on a content creator experience after the developers have moved on to the fun, exciting stuff. We kind of hoped we'd have it ready for Chicago, but Acquia stole our developer. So I hope Tim has a good time at Acquia, but yeah, we'll miss him. So we kind of want to look at trying to get that finished off, and so we can kind of share it back just as an idea and an approach and maybe a UX model going forward. But I think that's my view, is that as a Drupal community, we should do what we're best at, and we should focus on the areas that we're really interested in. And as a community, we're really interested in building and configuring Drupal sites. And we need to then find a way to encourage people who really want to look after the Verities, the content creators, and to make making good experiences for them kind of a known goal, something that is kind of an expectation. You know, Drupal content administrators shouldn't expect a world of pain. They shouldn't have to go on 3-day courses to know how to publish content online. So I think that we need to kind of look at refocusing what the UX of Drupal as a kind of a core download is, and it should be focused on not the Verities of the world. But we also really need to look at what's the model for looking after the Verities, the content creators, and really make sure that we're encouraging people to focus on that and to find solutions and to contribute those solutions back to the community.
Okay, well, great, thanks.
My pleasure.